We're in between games here in Spencer, Iowa, Friday night. Lakes Conference basketball, and Storm Lake head coach Heath Stille joins us leading into the boys' game. And coach, if I may, I'd like to back up to earlier in the week on Monday. I was not there. I was able to hear your post-game interview, however, on my way home from the freshman game. And a good win for you guys on the road at Emmitsburg, 69-35.
Yeah, I thought our boys really came out on Monday and really were ready to set the tone early on, and they did a good job of that in the first quarter. And really from then on, things went pretty well our way. And then the second half, we really turned things on, and Chom got involved a lot and led us in scoring that night. And everybody else kind of contributed here or there like we have all year.
Yeah, I look at the box score. In three of the four quarters, you outscored them by double digits, including 15-3 right out of the chute. And you bring up Chom, 13 of 21 from the floor, scored 27 points, but he also grabbed 10 rebounds, a double-double.
Yeah, he was a monster down low. They didn't have a guy that could really stop him down low, so it's like, Chom, you've got to want the ball down low, and you've got to want to score. And he missed a couple easy ones in there, so he was kind of frustrated with himself a little bit. But overall, I think he gained a lot of confidence Monday night and really helped himself out.
You know, your team had 32 rebounds. I don't know how many Emmitsburg had, but how do you feel about your glass presence thus far?
We were a little better, I thought, Monday night. I think we gave them 9 offensive rebounds in the first half, and that's a struggle for us right now, is that we've just got to do a better job on the defensive glass and limiting teams to one and done. But I feel like we are getting better, and we're getting to that point where we're starting to figure that out a little bit, and I thought that we did a good job in practice the last couple of days when we worked on that we were getting bodies on people, and we were really going for the offensive, or going for the glass and getting the rebounds. So we'll see how things go tonight.
You know, what was nice to see is you were able to play a lot of kids on Monday, a lot of those kids that played in the scorebook. And I have to bring up a sophomore, Jamal Gatwich, who got a start for you against the Ehawks. I mean, talk about consistency so far this year. It seems like he's getting 8 points every game.
Yeah, Jamal has just been Mr. Consistent for us. And I've had a talk with him that he's really grown up this year, I think. And he's done a great job of filling his role out there in the court. And he really is never. There's no moment too big for Jamal, and that's tough for a sophomore sometimes. But I look at for Monday night, he had eight points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He's just doing it all for us right now, and he's a leader out there on the court for us as a sophomore. And he really takes control out there and does a lot of good things.
Yeah, Mach had 5 assists in that game.
Yeah, Mach was held a little scoreless. He wasn't as aggressive as what he had been, but he was still involved. He had those 5 assists getting the ball inside to Chom, and our guys were setting our feet and really knocking down shots for us.
Well, it was 69-35, Storm Lake Tornado boys with that victory on Monday night. And with that win, second straight in the W column, 2-1 overall as we tip off Lakes Conference play. And what a better way than going on the road at Spencer. We'll talk more with Coach Stille after this on 92.9 and online at stormlakeradio.com. Tornado boys basketball Friday night, and coach, I say it all the time, how lucky am I to call this my job, to go to Spencer and watch a boys basketball game between Storm Lake and the Tigers? I hope I do it justice, because this has the makings for a lot of fun.
Yeah, this game right here should be a lot of fun. Yeah, you're a lucky guy. You get a nice seat up there in the corner, and you get to have the best seat in the house, I think.
Amen. And talk about the, you know, we know the rivalry. We know that each team is going to bring it tonight. Talk about your scouting report and maybe how you're prepping for the Tigers.
Spencer brings a little different look this year. They've got a freshman in Carter Petzenhauser, who's averaging 18.5 a game. He likes to shoot the ball a lot. There's not a shot that he doesn't like. He's done a lot of good things for them. He's going to be their main guy that they're going to look to go to a lot of times in scoring situations, so we're going to have to make sure that we D him up. We'll throw some different guys at him just to try different things out tonight. I do think that we can pressure him a little bit, and he will have a few turnovers. I know he had 8 in the first game when Newell kind of pressured him a little bit, so we'll try to do that a little bit more. But it doesn't stop with him. They've got the Story kid inside. He's averaging 16, and he's athletic as all get out. He's averaging about 10 rebounds a game. And then they've got Colin Slattery, who's one of their good guards. He's a left-handed kid, and he's averaging 10 points a game. So they've got guys that can score from all over. And then the Garnance twins, they haven't showed it so far, but they can shoot the ball really well, and they've hurt us a lot in JV the last couple of years. So I look for them, being this is their first home game tonight, that they'll really try to get things going early on and they'll probably make a few more shots tonight just because they are at home.
Yeah, you had a chance to watch the film in their most recent game, which was, what, I think a six-point loss over at Lamar's.
Yep, it was a six-point loss to Lamar's. They actually were down about 16 midway through the third there, and then they battled back, and they're just a team that's not going to give up, and I don't expect anything different out of them tonight. They're going to come at us in all different ways, and they're going to try to get at us, and it's going to be how we're going to respond. We might have a good run, but we're going to have to stay composed and stay under control and not let things get too big for us.
You know, I hate asking this question, but I will when I think of last year, a double-digit win for us on our home court against the Tigers, and then up at their place, they win a double-digit game. I know that's last year, but you know, what do you think back to those two meetings a season ago leading into tonight?
Well, I think we go back to the game at our place. I thought that we probably played one of our better games of the year. We moved the ball really well that night. We attacked the glass. We were the aggressors that night. Up in Spencer, we kind of let their crowd influence us a little bit, and I think that kind of took us out of our game a little bit, and we just didn't hit shots up there. And it's going to be a tough environment tonight, and we had Coyne Dang talk to us yesterday, and he just had a good message for the guys just to play as a team. And things are going to go bad sometimes, but you just got to stay together, and you've got to fight through that. And hopefully in the end you can come out of it and be on top.
Wow, let's hear more about that. I mean, was that via Facebook Live? I mean, he's not in town, is he?
No, he's not in town. We had a Zoom yesterday with all the winter sports athletes, and he just talked to us about rising above, and they may hit us low, but we've got to stay tall, and it's just it was a good conversation heading into this game, just because it is a big rivalry, and we've had some things in the past, but we just wanted to have all of our athletes on the same page that we're going to be the bigger person, and he just had a good message for us yesterday, I thought.
Man, how cool is that? That's awesome leading into this game. And, hey, Coach, I'll let you go, but I will talk to you afterwards, to you and the guys. Best of luck. Let's go get one in the win column and keep things going.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Stille here in the pregame. We'll take a short timeout. And the starting lineups for the Tigers, the Tornadoes. It's Lakes Conference Basketball coming up on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.